Tinderbox, written by Minette Walters and read by Catherine Cusack.
PM, Monday, the 8th of March, 1999. Even at 11:30 at night, the lead news story on local radio was still the opening day of Patrick O'Riordan's trial. Siobhan Lavenham, exhausted after a 14-hour stint at work, listened to it in the darkness of her car while she negotiated the narrow country lanes back to Sowerbridge Village. O'Riordan smiled as the prosecution case unfolded. Harrowing details of how 93-year-old Lavinia Fanshawe and her live-in nurse were brutally bludgeoned to death before Mrs. Fanshawe's rings were ripped from her fingers. Scratch marks and bruises on the defendant's face, probably caused by a fight with one of the women. A crime of greed, triggered by O'Riordan's known resentment of Mrs. Fanshawe's wealth. Unable to account for his whereabouts at the time of the murders. Items of jewellery recovered from the O'Riordan family home, which the 35-year-old Irishman still shares with his elderly parents. With a sinking heart, Siobhan punched the off button and concentrated on her driving. The Irishman. Was that a deliberate attempt to inflame racist division, she wondered, or just careless shorthand? God, how she loathed journalists. Confident of a guilty verdict, they had descended on Sowerbridge like a plague of locusts the previous week in order to prepare their background features in advance. They had found dirt in abundance, of course. Sowerbridge had fallen over itself to feed them with hate stories against the whole O'Riordan family. She thought back to the day of Patrick's arrest, when Bridie had begged her not to abandon them. "You're one of us, Siobhan. Irish through and through. Never mind you're married to an Englishman. You know my Patrick. He wouldn't hurt a fly. Is it likely he'd beat Mrs. Fanshawe to death when he's never raised a hand against his own father? Liam was a devil when he still had the use of his arm. Many's the time he thrashed Patrick with a stick when the drunken rages were on him, but never once did Patrick take the stick to him." It was a frightening thing to be reminded of the bonds that tied people together. Siobhan had thought, as she looked out of Bridie's window towards the silent, angry crowd that was gathering in the road. Was being Irish enough of a reason to side with a man suspected of slaughtering a frail, bedridden old woman and the woman who looked after her? Patrick admits he stole from Lavinia, Siobhan had pointed out. Tears rolled down Bridie's furrowed cheeks. "But not her rings," she said. "Just cheap trinkets that he was too ignorant to recognise as worthless paste." It was still theft. "Mother of God, do you think I don't know that?" She held out her hands beseechingly. "A thief he may be, Siobhan, but never a murderer." And Siobhan had believed her because she wanted to. For all his sins, she had never thought of Patrick as an aggressive and malicious man. Too relaxed by half, many would say, and he could always make her and her children laugh with his stories about Ireland, particularly ones involving leprechauns and pots of gold hidden at the ends of rainbows. The thought of him taking a hammer to anyone was anathema to her. And yet, in the darkness of the car, she recalled the interview she'd had the previous month with a detective inspector at Hampshire Constabulary Headquarters, who seemed perplexed that a well-to-do young woman should have sought him out to complain about police indifference to the plight of the O'Riordans. She wondered now why she hadn't gone to him sooner. Had she really been so unwilling to learn the truth?